All right, so WineCellarMedia.com, very short, very fast. We'll be back actually later today. Whether I work an 8-hour shift or a 12-hour shift, I'll be back later today to do more of a fully fleshed out program. program's been hurt. Phoenix Kalita's been more close to parenting, having trouble with raising the about to be 10, basically a 10-year-old in a couple of weeks here with the 10-year-old. And then the weather, the snow kicked back in, adding some extra challenges. And then even right now, like, Phoenix Cleater is particularly sick, very sick. And taking a look over here, after that whole Super Bowl business, the unsurprising was unsurprising, right? Again, this is what white people do when they're happy. This is just how they are. They're happy. They go and they break things and set things on fire and riot. Because that's just who, how, and what they are. Where's the surprise? Like, and it's not just this. We've seen this fucking, what, hockey games, college foosball games, all that stuff. That's them. Hell, just look at their parties. Look at their movies. There's always a goat. All right, that's what they do. I think the cat broke something out in the kitchen. All right, now, also, more interesting, coming off of a CNN politics, so those, Philadelphia Eagles guys, they should have had Michael Vick with them, but they still, they beat the whitest team, and, it's actually their first win, since the, whole football thing has been going on, and, there's a guy who plays the position of safety on that, football team. His name is Malcolm Jenkins, and he raised his fist during the national anthem in the past season, and he told CNN on Monday that he intends to skip the White House visit, all right, which was yesterday. It's Tuesday, February 6, 2018, as I record this, and a quote from Malcolm Jenkins, he said, nah, I personally do not anticipate attending, end quote. Now, another person who plays the wide receiver position on that team, his name's Torrey Smith, and he also raised his fist on the field to express solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. And he expressed his disapproval of Trump's war against players who take a knee during the nationalized anthem to protest racism. And, old clown-ass Trump released a statement on Super Bowl Sunday urging players to, quote, proudly stand for the anthem. and he congratulated the Eagles on their historic win in a tweet that I'm sure someone else wrote because everything's spelled right. Yeah, it looks like Super Bowl is capitalized. Philadelphia is capitalized. He couldn't have possibly did this tweet himself. This is another quote. We read the news just like everyone else. End quote from Smith. He said on Wednesday, he said, you see Donald Trump tweet something. We have those conversations in the locker room. Oh, locker room talk is actually about politics. You have those conversations in the locker room, just like everyone else in the workplace. We're very informed about what goes on, and we're trying to continue to educate ourselves. And he continues saying, they call it the anthem protest. We're not protesting the anthem. It's a protest during the anthem. I understand why people are mad or maybe offended when someone takes a knee. My father, when he dies, is going to be buried with an American flag draped on his casket. That's pretty gross, because he served in the military. My biological mother also has one of those banners of shame slapped across her corpse. When Trump launched a crusade... All right, that's kind of heavy language. Launched a crusade in September against players who take a knee during the nationalized anthem to protest racism and NFL owners who allow them. He sparked a wave of new protests on the field. Mr. Smith and some of his teammates were some of Trump's most outspoken critics. Not really. Why? This is journalism. Like, there's these guaranteed words that you just always have to say. Is he criticizing him? Must be one of the most outspoken critics. He's not. I don't even know this nigga, man. Who is this guy? I scroll my newsfeed. Never seen a meme. Nothing. Most outspoken critics. Are you fucking shitting me? Eagles defensive, I guess he plays defense for the football team. His name is Chris Long, and he skipped the White House visit last year when he played for last year's champs, the New England Patriots, and he also won't be attending. What the fuck? So this nigga just won two Super Bowls for two different teams back to back. This nigga, watch this guy. Quote, he said, no, I'm not going to the White House. Are you kidding me? End quote, which he said on a podcast called Pardon My Take. Another person who plays running back, his name is LeGarrette Blount. B-L-O-U-N-T. LeGarrette Blount. And he played for the Patriots last year, and he also skipped the time saying, quote, I don't feel welcome into that house. I'm just gonna leave it at that. End quote. Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, who also raised his fist during the nationalized anthem with Mr. Smith, has also been an outspoken critic of the president. Not impressed. I don't like that type of writing, but I think that's an interesting story beyond white people doing what they do, breaking things, setting things on fire. Because they're happy. And that article went up by Dina Zaru for CNN Politics. WineSellerMedia.com. Again, Phoenix Kalita is not well. And even when well, she's spending more time with child. So I might be programming solo. And don't worry, I'll bring the funny back. We'll get a couple of fucky chuckles in. I've got some Becky Lives Matter shit. I've got some stuff saved. All right, so we'll get to it. But in a couple of minutes here, I've got to go head out, go bang a shift, 12 hours, 8 hours, whatever it's going to be. Then I'll get back and we'll get back to some regularly scheduled wine cellaring. Have a good one.